أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون. Discussing with regard to kufr, the various types of kufr which we have to be aware of and ward it away from us, that we do not become guilty of it and that we have perfect iman. The one type of kufr that we had explained yesterday was kufr at-takdhib, that is, that a person does not believe, he falsifies in the basics of deen, that is, the existence of Allah, the oneness of Allah, Akhirat, the life of Qabr, Jannah, Jahannam, Taqdeer, basically what we read in our Iman Mufassal. If a person denies any of that, then he is not a believer. And a more comprehensive definition was given, that even if a person does not attest to it, he does not witness to it, then also he is a disbeliever. If there is nothing stopping him, he is not dumb, there is no fear of his life, then he must accept openly, verbally also, that he believes in all these things. Then the next type of kufr, which is kufr-e istikbar, because of our pride we don't accept. Like the Quraysh of Makkah knew that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a true Nabi, but their pride did not allow them. Shaitan istakbara wa kana min al-kafirin. When Allah commanded him, his pride did not allow him. And we have to check ourselves also, that our pride many times does not allow us to accept many of the truth. The third type of kufr, which is also very common, and by which inshallah we will get an answer for a question that comes to many of our minds, and that is kufr-e-i'rab, that a person does not pay attention, a person does not ponder. There is that type of kufr also. What is this? Like many of us will ask, that so many non-Muslims, they were not born in a Muslim home, so they have become kafir, they are Jew, Christian, Hindu, whatever else it is. It's not a fault of the child. He was born innocent. And he was just brought up like that. He started going to the temple, to the mandir, to the church, and he believed that was the truth. So how can he be responsible? This is that kufr which is called i'rad. A person did not pay attention. Allah has given the faculty to every person that he should find out what the truth is. That is our responsibility. And Allah gives this lesson to all of us all the time. Our 2-year-old, 3-year-old little child, grandchild, we know how many questions they ask. Everything they've got a question. Why this, why that, why going there, why who came now? They are asking questions. So that is the natural learning process. And this is in every human being. We must also ask that who created this world? How, who brought me in this world? What, for what am I in this world? Where am I going to from this world? Those were things that we also have to answer. To make that a bit more clear, there's one revert in Lanesia recently, we met him, and he was a Christian and a staunch Christian also. And he believed in Trinity, in Jesus as the Son of God, na'uzubillah, all the wrong beliefs he had. And he was convinced of it. So, but he had this doubt that somebody told him about Islam and that. But he says 1.5 billion Christians in the world can't be wrong. What they believing in, 1.5 billion Christians, how can they all be wrong? So then when he had this doubt, then he saw a dream in which he saw Isa alayhi salam, who did not look at him, who turned his face from him. And the vision of Allah, he didn't see Allah, but it was like Allah. So he complained to Allah that, Ya Allah, we have got Christianity, we were born as Christians, and we believe in this, so, and 1.5 billion people in the world believe this, they can't be wrong. Allah Ta'ala informed him that I have given enough proof in the world for the oneness and tawheed of Allah. It's your responsibility now to look for that. Every human being, as we look for our rosy, a person is sick, he goes and look for his shifa. Like that, the greatest thing, our belief, what our purpose of life, why am I here, who has brought me here, that should be a thing with every person. So then he met somebody and he told him that we are 1.5 billion Christians, how can we be wrong? And that Isa alayhi salam is not the son of God, how can that be? So many people are believing in it, and there is no one who says against it. So that person told him, this is what the Muslims are saying. They believe in Allah and they are saying that Jesus, Isa, is not the son of God. He's the Rasul, he's a Nabi of Allah, but he's not the son of God. So this example that Allah has given us the faculty and we are responsible for it. Ignorance is a guna on its own. On the day of Qiyamah, I did not know, won't be excused, it will be punished. If a person is responsible to acquire the knowledge, in a court of law also, a person says that I didn't know, that is not accepted. It's our duty to find out. So even with this kufr-e-i'rad, that we are just unmindful, we're just carrying on in dunya like a computer, we are set, we are fixed, and we're just carrying on, or we are just like a puppeteer. We are not like that. We are human beings, and Allah has given us the great distinguishing factor of our aql, our brains, and we have to use that. And today Islam has become so open in the world. The amount of adhans that are called, the people who dress like Muslims are so many, men and women. It should make everyone ponder and think that who are these people. It is necessary for a person to have that within himself. So that is kufr-e-i'rad. And then kufr-e-irtiyad, doubts in, to have doubt in the matters of deen. Inshallah we will carry on from there. So anyway, this kufr-e-i'rad is also a severe type, and even we as Muslims, we also just to say any matters, I didn't know about this. So I'm a masala in namaz, I didn't know. A masala in zakat, it is our faraz to find out. Not that people must come and teach us, our faraz to go and find out. And we should appreciate very much the amount of classes that there are, the amount of bayans that are being given, that the ulama are sacrificing, and they are coming to us. Jamaat is coming to our door. It was every individual's duty himself to go and look for the truth and to go and find it. Not that people come to us, but that we go and look for it. But we are just unmindful. We make errors of it. We don't pay any attention to it. And that is also, its consequences are very dire as well. May Allah guide us, save us from all types of kufr, and bless us with true iman, which Allah wants from us. Let us live by that, die by that, our progeny, our family, everyone.